This was North Hewitt's only aircraft crash during the Second World War. It happened at 1:15 on a Friday afternoon, the 15th of September, 1943. This was an American aircraft. It flew over Loch Maddy, and seconds later there was a loud noise and then silence. The B-24 had flown into the side of North Lee, the hill which is on the opposite side of Loch Maddy Bay, with terrible consequences. It was a day like this day in which we're doing the recording, a sou'westerly gale and wet mist right down to the shore level of the loch. I was aged 8 at the time, and that afternoon was playing in the hayloft above our byre beside the house. The late Colin MacDonald of Blasheville was working over in the garden. We heard the plane come in from over the lighthouse area, and it seemed to be flying very low. This aircraft was on its last leg of a flight from the USA to Northern Ireland. And when it had passed over Stornoway, everything was well with the flight, but the weather was thick there as well. With the poor visibility, the pilot must have come down low to try and confirm his position. The aircraft was visible on radar from Benbeckley Airport, and the late Donald MacDonald, who was working there that day, told me they had it, they could see it approaching, but then lost it. It hit North Lee with a huge crash that was heard by many in the village, and such was the force of the explosion that wreckage was found as much as half a mile from the site of impact. Being a Friday, there was quite a number of people from other parts of the island in gathered around the pier waiting for the Loch Moore, which came each Friday from Harris, and a search party was organised. This was led by John Morrison, who was the gamekeeper for the North Hewitt estate at the time, and whose son Angus Alec is the current keeper. It was very thick mist, and I remember my father telling me that he was very worried that some of the men who didn't know this area, they were from the other side of the island, would get lost. So they had a very close line as they spread out and gradually worked their way up the hill. I've heard from others that in arriving at the scene, my father had to use an axe to break a hole in the side of the plane to pull out the two men who'd survived. There were 10 crew aboard, but only two were still alive when the search party found them. One of them died on the way back down the hill, but the other survived for 2 nights in the small cottage hospital in Loch Maddy, but he was unconscious for the whole time. My father was the local doctor at the time, and he looked after the man for the 2 nights, along with the two nurses who were here at the time, Miss Peggy Stewart and Mary Beaton. Miss Stewart remembers it in great detail, and in a recent note, she spoke of the handsome golden-haired young man with no visible signs of body injury, but he was deeply unconscious. This would have been Staff Sergeant Balzer, the only crewman with blonde hair. Following the incident, Major Eugene S. Williams from the United States Army Air Force wrote to my father, thanking him and the people of Loch Maddy for their help and assistance. This was still wartime and aluminium was short, so the wreckage was manhandled down the hill to the other side of Loch Maddy Bay. A raft was made with telegraph poles and barrels. These were poles that had been brought here just before the war to set up the telephone system for North Hewitt. Huge chunks of the fuselage and the wings were freighted across the bay on this raft and brought ashore just beside the pier. I can well remember many of us as children playing in the cockpit of the wrecked aircraft and in one of the turrets. It lay there for some weeks. until a special vessel with a big derrick called a flying fox arrived to take it away for melting down. Today, on the west side of North Reeley, you will find evidence of the tragic accident, as there is wreckage scattered across the hillside. The son of one of the crew, who's called Ralph John Fisher II, has visited the site several times, and in 1995 he commissioned a plaque in memory of the crew, and it was placed in position on the hill crest at the site of the accident by Ian and Angus Alec Morrison.